Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano, and we'll talk about that weather forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's been dropping, and not only has it been dropping, but
windy.
The wind has picked up with the cold front passing through.
I can tell you exactly when it came through our area, when it started to come through our area. About 1:30 this morning. The roar of wind started and continued pretty much unabated up until about, I'll say, 4:30, quarter to 5. Now it's more of a gusty sort, but it was a pretty steady wind for about 3 hours.
Right, and as it goes into this afternoon, it will actually get lighter. It really was just following the cold frontal passage. And for the most part right now, we'll wind up with a mainly sunny and breezy day with a high 40 to 45, not bad. Clear cold tonight, down to 20. Sunny tomorrow, low 40s. Saturday, cloudy with periods of rain, low 40s, most of which is going to be real light. And it'll be out of here Saturday night, but unfortunately, looks like some of it could return on Sunday. We'll have a little sun. I think it'll cloud up Sunday, and there is a chance that we may see a little bit of rain coming back sometime Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. But again, this looks to be very, very light, and I don't know if it'll make it this far north. So that is another thing that we'll watch for Sunday. So no heavy rain over the weekend, just kind of inclement. You won't have to worry about shoveling. So, I mean, can you beat that for the end of February?
No. No, it's like I said, I felt like going out without a jacket this morning. You know, it was 38 when I left, and I said to myself, holy smokes.
Yeah, and yesterday was such a nice day, a little bit on the breezy side, but a nice day. Took Shirley for a nice little walk around the park, and there we are, you know, walking around the park, and right there in the middle of the park, you know, the park is like one little block. It's not a big park. It's like in the middle of this cul-de-sac here. And so we walk around it, and there's four deer in the middle of the park, just sitting there, not sitting there, standing there, and watching us as we walk by. It's like they didn't even bat an eye. Are you there, Marshall?
I'm here.
Okay. Didn't even bat an eye.
No.
Not an eye. You know, they're so used to people. I guess that's a good thing, you know.
It's not a good thing, really, but it's not good for the animal, because sooner or later,
somebody's going to...
Yeah, you know, animals know what animals to be afraid of. They don't know... They're afraid of humans, but when they get used to humans, they don't realize that there's mean humans that do horrible things to animals.
Yeah, I guess you got a good point there. You're very right. Yeah, you're very right there. Yeah, so anyhow, that was a nice thing, and that was it. And then I came in this morning, and of course, I always think of Marshall when it comes to problems, because I just got over one with the so-called, as I told you, you know, the attorney settled that. I did tell you, right? Yeah, there was a whole big thing with copyright pictures and on the website. So I get this message. I try to copy it, Marshall. copy and print it to you, that wouldn't do. And then I tried to forward it to you, and when you try to forward it, there's nothing but lines on there.
Yeah.
But it says here the name, so it has a name. This came from my website, folks. There's an email, there's a phone number, and it says, hello, this is Melita. I'm a qualified photographer and illustrator. I was puzzled, frankly speaking, when I saw my images at your website. If you use a copyrighted image without an owner's license, you could be aware that you could be sued by the copyright holder. It's unlawful to use stolen images, and it's so selfish. Here is this document with the links to my images you used, and it gives it. Download it now and check it out for yourself. If you don't give it to this image mentioned in the document above within the next several days, I'm going to file you to a hosting provider informing them that my copyrights have been severely infringed, and I am trying to protect my intellectual property. And if it doesn't work, you may be pretty damn sure that I'm going to take legal action against you, and you won't receive a second notice from me.
Well, I hope you didn't open up the link.
I tried to. Nothing happened.
Did you run your virus?
I did. It didn't detect any malware.
All right, I'd just be careful there. If there's a phone number there, just for the hell of it, call the phone number.
Because I copied the phone number into Google,
yep,
and it came out all jumbled and said, you know, not spam, but scam.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened there. I would really be very cautious now about that computer, because even though your virus program didn't pick something up, I'm positive by clicking on that link, somehow you've given access to something in that computer to that person. Never, ever open up a blind link that you don't know. Never, ever. Never click on it. That's what, you know, it happens a lot to people on Facebook, and that's how they get, you got to delete it. If there's a phone number and you think there's any possibility that it's a true email, call the phone number. Worst that's going to happen is you're going to get phone spam. That's fine. You can hang up on phone spam. But once somebody gets a link into your computer and they can get into your computer, not good. Not good at all.
Oh, okay.
So just watch it very carefully. See if there's any, if your computer is operating any different than it was beforehand, any slower or anything like that. Just keep your eye on it.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Now,
that's why. Yes.
People have asked me, I'm going to cut the cord. I received my notification from SpaceX about their internet system, where you buy the equipment, it's $499, and it's $99 a month. And I did the figuring here. For what I watch, right now I'm paying for my internet service, I am paying about $340 a month, Pat.
Okay.
All right. If I were to join this, $99 a month, okay? If I join this, right now I get a lot of things for free with the $350 a month. But if I join it, HBO Max would only cost me an additional $15 a month, okay?
Right.
The Disney Plus, which I get now and I pay for it, would cost me $30. So right now, we're looking at $50 a month, okay? The Discovery Network, Discovery Plus, which I get, would cost me $8 a month. So now we're at roughly $60 a month. And the Paramount Network, which is CBS and all that, would cost me about $18 a month. So now we're about $90 a month. And NBC Peacock is free. And with CBS and NBC and ABC, they are all associated with one of those networks. So you would get the local channel news coverage. So that means instead of paying $350 to $380 a month, I'd be paying $180 a month for everything that I would watch.
Wow.
$180 a month.
So you're going to do it?
Well, they're going to send me the equipment. I'm going to be a beta tester, yes, and I'm going to see how it works out. Absolutely.
Oh, you'll let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. All you need is a clear view to the sky. You get a clear view to the sky, and you'll get the internet service. Yeah, I'll let you know how it works.
Okay.
They say it'll be about 2 months before I get it, about the time everything lines up. But, I mean, during football season, if I want to add football onto that,
right.
I can. And then I just take it off after football season.
That's great. That's great. And did I tell you also that there is another service out there for audio feeds called CleanFeed?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you know about it? Okay.
Yeah. No. CleanFeed is used by a lot of different people. A lot.
Yeah. I'm using it. And there's one radio station, actually a few of them in Delaware that's using it. The only thing is that he has to send me a link every single morning.
Yeah.
And I have to click on that link, and it goes through. But the feed is very, very, very clean. But to me, if you're not having a problem with Skype, I don't see a problem with Skype.
There's also another way you can do it. And that is, I do this, we use CleanFeed to record one person. We use Zoom for a lot of different people. But you can also... if you've got Facebook and somebody's on Facebook, a station's on Facebook, you can do your audio conversation on Facebook, and it's crystal clear. It's crystal clear. Just through, you go through the messaging app that they have, and it's crystal clear.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to get nice audio out there now. Zoom is the most famous one, but there's a lot of other ways. There's, like I said, there's Zoom, there's CleanFeed. There's Skype, and you can also do it right through the Facebook chat segment as well. If somebody's on Facebook, so.
Well, it's amazing when you think about it. Now, I'm sure our listeners are not understanding too much what we're talking about, but many, many years ago, you had to subscribe to, I think it was AT&T to get a broadcast line. Remember that?
Very expensive. And who was the
expensive.
Who was the first one that got you away from that?
Was it you?
Yes. I said to you, hey, Pat, I'm using this thing called Skype.
Right. After the broadcast line.
Yeah.
We went to Comrex.
Yeah, we went to Comrex, which was even more expensive and horrible.
Right. And then I guess you were the one who got us away from that. Yeah. And then we started using it all over the place. But yeah, I remember the broadcast line used to run about $850 a month.
Yeah. It was expensive. It was very expensive.
Yeah.
Well, as time changes, some things are good and some things are bad about the internet.
That is true. And the good news yesterday was so nice to hear some good news about Johnson & Johnson, the vaccine, and one-shot deal. And if the FDA approves it Friday, which I think they will, it'll be on its way this next week. But I heard some rumors that they're already running short, or the supply is short, or something like that.
Yeah, they just got it. All the bad weather and what happened in Texas and all the planes being grounded for a week, that put everything back.
Oh, okay.
But we'll get past that. We're getting past it.
We're doing all right, folks. Just continue to be vigilant, and we'll get there.
All right, and we'll be vigilant tomorrow, looking at the forecast
for the weekend.
Okay, Pat.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.